Today is the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. It is also allowed by the rubrics to offer a votive Mass of the Feast of the Holy Rosary of Our Lady. And that is the Mass that is offered this morning in all three Masses. You can find the Mass on October 7th in your missals, which also means there will be a proper last gospel for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. It is also Vocation Sunday, so please remember to offer your Mass and Holy Communion this morning for an increase in vocations, both to our seminary and the novitiate, and remain after Mass this morning to pray the prayer for vocations. This Friday, October 6th, is First Friday. Please be sure after Mass this morning to, on your way out, to sign up for at least 1 hour of adoration before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The 6th, coming up this Friday, we need at least 2 adorers per hour. Also on the 13th, which is Friday, it is the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's apparition at Fatima. And to honor her, there will be evening devotions here at the chapel. And there will be also included into the devotions a candlelight procession. So please make sure to reserve the date on your calendar for the 13th. Of October, and there are flyers with more information. Also, St. Pius V School's annual Christmas craft fair is going to be taking place in November on Saturday the 18th, and it is one of the major fundraisers for the school. Actually, it's one of the fundraisers which actually keeps St. Pius V School in existence and going. So please be sure to do everything you can this year to, on your way out, take those tickets and sell them, as many as you can. Each of the 10 books is worth $50, so they will be available for you. And the ticket stubs can be returned in the vestibule or in the gift shop. And we are very grateful for all your generosity with us, the students, St. Pius, and also the sisters do pray for you as their benefactors. And the catechism classes will be canceled next Sunday, October 8th, but they will resume the following Sunday, the 15th. And anyone who may be here for the first time, please be sure to look at the rules and requirements with regards to the reception of Holy Communion. They are printed on the back of the bulletin. If you should have any questions with regards to this chapel, which Mass is offered, and so forth, please be sure to look at the back of the bulletin. And lastly, I would ask that you remember in the charity of your prayers, Mr. Rossi. He is the father of Luis Rossi, who passed away yesterday, a chapel member. And if you could please kneel down with me now, pray for the repose of his soul.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The epistle appointed to be read for the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, the octave, the votive mass for today is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Words taken from today's Gospel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The month of October is the month of the Holy Rosary, and the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Blessed Alain de la Roche to tell him of the importance of the Rosary. Our Lady said to him these words, Know, my son, and make all others know, that it is a probable and proximate sign of eternal damnation to have an aversion, a lukewarmness, or a negligence in saying the angelical salutation, which has repaired the whole world. Each year, as the month of the Holy Rosary comes around, we ought to use this month of October as a time to consider where we stand in our devotion to saying the Hail Mary or the Rosary. We should measure our devotion perhaps to the very words of the Mother of God herself, to her faithful servant, Blessed Alain de la Roche. Our Lady herself said, Make all others know. We are the all here. We are the ones who are supposed to know. And what is it that we're supposed to know? That if we have an aversion, if we have a lukewarmness, if we have a negligence, of course, Our Lady was talking about a culpable negligence that refuses to say the Hail Mary or the Rosary, then it is probable that we will not save our souls. That's how important it is to pray the rosary on a daily basis. There, Our Lady actually came down from heaven to tell us this truth. That's why she appeared to him, to St. Dominic, St. John Capistrano, to tell them, and through them, as instruments, to tell the entire world, all the way down to the very end of time, the necessity of praying the rosary. They all published many works and preached many sermons. They tried to get the people of their time in which they lived to pray the rosary. And that was their overriding goal in preaching the rosary, the salvation of each one of us. And in particular, it begins with the Hail Mary, because salvation began with the Hail Mary. So therefore, our salvation begins with that as well, and will end with that. They tell us that it is that prayer which made the dry and barren earth bring forth the fruit of life, and that it is the Hail Mary, well said, which makes the Word of God germinate in our souls and bring forth Jesus Christ, the fruit of life. The saints tell us that the Hail Mary is a heavenly dew for watering the earth, which is the soul, to make it bring forth its fruit in season. And that a soul that is not watered by that prayer bears no fruit and bring forth only thorns and is ready to be cursed. This is why St. Louis de Montfort says that those who have great marks of predestination about them love and relish the Hail Mary. Those who have great marks of predestination about them, he says, delight in saying the Hail Mary, the rosary. He says that we always see that the more a man is for God, the more he likes that prayer. My dear friends, the Hail Mary after the Our Father is the most beautiful of all prayers. It is the most perfect complement which you can make to Mary, because it is the complement which the Most High God Himself sent her, specifically by the Archangel Gabriel at the Annunciation, when he said to her the words, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." It is the most perfect compliment we can make to our Heavenly Queen, because the words of the Hail Mary were sent to gain her heart. The words of the Hail Mary are so powerful over her heart that when they were pronounced by the archangel to her, she actually gave her consent to become the Mother of God. That's why St. Louis de Montfort says it is by this compliment, that is the Hail Mary, that you will infallibly, he says, gain her heart if you say it as you ought. That's the key words. So many people tend to forget, tend not to do. As you ought. It is very important for us to realize, because it happens. Fallen human nature is a fallen human nature. And many times we may get into the habit of saying the rosary quickly, flying through it. It's 9 o'clock, it's 9:30, it's 10 o'clock. The kids have to be in bed. It's school tomorrow. And we fly through the rosary. 10 minutes, we're done. That is something that we cannot allow ourselves to fall into, but rather we have to make necessary steps to prevent that from happening. We must today, as we celebrate with the Mass of the Most Holy Rosary, we must renew our resolution, because we all have made them, to be more faithful to praying Our Lady's Rosary. Make the time during the day to pray it. Before we know it, the day's over. We went to bed, we never prayed it. Make the time in the day to get it in. And then when you do make the time to pray the rosary, take the time to actually pray it, to actually say the words which were spoken first by an archangel. It's astounding. When we rush, when we fly through the rosary, we lose so much. It's like a person giving you $1 million and you say, "No, it's okay, I'm good." And you walk away. It's almost inconceivable that we have in our hands a tool to get to heaven. And we sort of treat it like something we have to rush through to get through. And logically speaking, rationally speaking, if we fly through the words, we cannot really think as much as we should about what we are doing. And it's a fact. If we are that we are praying to the Mother of God, that we are, in the words of St. Louis de Montfort, trying to gain her heart. That's not going to happen if we cruise through the words. It's impossible. And we cannot pray sufficiently to Our Lady and the Rosary if we do it without sufficient reflection on her Immaculate Heart. It's there before us. So whatever it may be that may stand in between you and the devout recitation of the Rosary, so I said, use today, the day on which we celebrate her Rosary, as a time to look at how you stand in praying the Rosary. Put yourself next to the Blessed Mother. How does she view the world and the praying of the Rosary? What did she think? When I finished my Rosary and I said the sign of the cross, I put my Rosary back in my pocket, how did she view that? And where we find something to be lacking, let us resolve to fix that. Perhaps maybe saying the Rosary earlier. We will obtain many, many graces for ourselves and also for those people who literally stand in need of our prayers. They look for our prayers. In doing so, we will be numbered among those who continue on a daily basis to praise the Queen of Heaven and Earth in the very words of the Archangel Gabriel. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.